Welcome to this week's episode of Thriving Through Menopause with me, Clarissa. We're going to have a completely different type of conversation in many ways today, because I don't have that many male guests, as you know, guys. I mean, it's sort of like mostly it's ladies and we're going deep into problems and issues. But I got a little hint on today's guests when he was introduced to me, and it was about tinnitus or tinnitus, depending on where you are in the world. And so that was like, oh, yes, that's something a few of us going through menopause know about. And so I'm absolutely delighted to have on the show Wayne Altman. Welcome to the show, Wayne.
Thank you very much for having me. I definitely appreciate it.
I am delighted. I mean, you are the owner of many businesses, but one of your latest businesses is called Melody Clouds, and it's a subscription relaxation website. And I know we're going to dig more into the various aspects of that. And of course, as a mindfulness practitioner, I'm like, oh, I love this. But it's also something about the power, particularly of binaural beats, as they're called. And I just want to learn more about those, because it was those that were connected to this tinnitus issue. So,
well, yeah, it's become my favorite subject, Clarissa. And thanks again for having me. It's become my favorite subject. I suffer from tinnitus, and that's really what got me started. And you're right. I have a few businesses. This right now is my favorite. It has almost all of my attention right now because of the relief that it brings me and so many people that I care about.
Wow. So let's dig in and talk more about binaural beats. What are they? Because I think lots of us, you know, don't really know, have never heard. We may have heard about certain things, but tell me more.
It is really fascinating thing. And let me tell you a little bit how I discovered this.
Yes.
So again, I suffer from tinnitus. And a friend of mine kind of put his arm around my shoulder and said, hey, I have something I want you to listen to. And so he put some headphones on and I listened to a track of music and I'm like, yeah, this is great. A didgeridoo, it's kind of weird music. But what am I supposed to be hearing? And he goes, okay, well, that didn't work. And again, he did another track. It was more ethereal, very crunchy kind of new agey music. Not really what I'm into. And then the third track, a light went on. Because I did not hear this screeching, whining noise that I have been suffering with for the last 30 years. I spent 8 years in the military and listened to a lot of explosions, a lot of gunfire. I did about 70% loss of my hearing. And what added was this ringing. And it's important for people to understand that with tinnitus, that's what you're hearing. You're hearing the damage that you've done to your audio nerve. So that ringing, that whooshing, that whatever sound you hear when it's supposed to be silent, that's the damage.
Yeah.
Very similar to striking your elbow on a table or something, that nerve.
Yeah.
That's how it's letting you know. So that's how this started.
Ah, right. So That's quite amazing, because I think we have different experiences of tinnitus too, because mine's more like ear crackling. It's like the little final fine hairs of my ears just are not filtering the sound in the same way. And for the ladies listening to this, that's another joy of estrogen declining. Great. It's going down in your body, and this is what happens, that you don't manage to hear sound in the same way.
We're all different.
Yeah.
We're all different. One of the things that made this real to me was the fact that I'm suffering from a condition that not everyone perceives the same way. That makes it very, very tough, makes it seem more real, because when we have pains or aches, we don't describe them the same way. We're all individual people. Yeah. But the treatment for those things, and let me go to the pharmaceuticals. So let's say that you and I, we both suffered from some kind of gastric issue. They would prescribe different medications. And if they didn't work, those medications would be changed for us until we found something that did work. That, Clarissa, that is what made this real for me.
Yeah.
That I wasn't just imagining this A, tinnitus, or B, the relief from the tinnitus.
No.
Was that this was actually a real thing.
Because you tried the different music. You heard the different music, yeah.
Yes. It took the different frequencies in that music. So it'll be helpful. Let me explain for everyone listening exactly what we're talking about. Binaural beats.
Yeah.
Binaural beat is two frequencies. One goes in one ear, one goes in the other ear. Your brain is what makes the difference. It will adjust to the new frequency that you're trying to achieve. Our brains are electrical. Our thoughts are electrical. Our moods and emotions, they are electrical. That's how our body communicates. So when our brain wants to send resources to a different part of our body for healing, it uses frequencies to do that. And it's measured in hertz.
Yes.
And you can actually measure brain waves. So if you can measure it, you can monitor it. And if you can monitor it, you can manipulate it.
True. Very, very true. So what do binaural beats sound like?
Well, a lot of them are imperceptible to our actual hearing, to our conscious hearing. So you do definitely hear a tone. For me, I don't hear most of them because, again, I've got 70% hearing loss. So my brain picks up the frequency, but I don't hear the sound. You want a very good experiment. So when you become when you're 20s, in your early 20s, you lose the ability to hear certain frequencies. Every single one of us, no matter what, we all lose that ability. Certain higher frequencies can only be heard by people 19 years old and lower. And they use this in shopping malls, especially here in the States. They use it in shopping malls. They use it in places where they don't want kids to congregate. They will play those frequencies that are very irritating to people, and they move them out of those areas. And we are right now struggling with laws here regulating that. So you can actually clear crowds of people using this technology, using this ability.
Oh, that's hilarious. Get rid of teenagers hanging around in the shopping mall.
If you don't want someone skateboarding in front of your house, or my wife and I, we have three girls, and I love my children. They're really good people. However, when they become annoying to me, they see me with my phone. I have an application on my phone that will recreate this tone, and they can hear it, and that is me telling them, hey, get out of here. And it's become a joke in our family. I can't hear it. My wife can't hear it, but they can.
Oh, my goodness.
That helps. That's what helps becoming an expert in this field, you know.
Sure does. But how does it work with respect to tinnitus? Is it just the one sound and the other sound in the brain then is computing something different?
Something different, right? So for me, it's very odd because these frequencies do, some of them do multiple things. For me, 432 hertz will put me to sleep wherever and whenever I am. So I also suffer from a condition known as mind racing. Probably no one else on the planet suffers that. Where you lay down and your brain is still going 90 miles an hour, right? I'm the only one that suffers.
No, of course.
There's a lot of people that have that.
Yeah.
Right. So when I lay down, I listen. I have a pair of soft headphones. I put the soft headphones on and turn to 432. And I have never listened past 3 or 4 minutes of that music. Like that, I am out like a light.
Wow.
My wife, last week, my wife heard me doing an interview about this, and she was like, that's crazy. I said, well, have you tried it? She put it on. She normally takes a melatonin or, you know, some type of sleep aid. And well, I'm not against pharmaceuticals. I think that there are drugs and pills that help tons of people. They're miracles.
Yeah.
She put the headphones on. And she was snoring very loudly, same frequency. Probably one of the first times in our 19 years of being together, we're on the same wavelength.
My goodness. So basically, I mean, this means that binaural beats have huge potential. I mean, I'm thinking of all the women that are here.
Not just potential, application.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about this in a we could be using. No.
They are
currently being used to treat PTSD, to treat cognitive issues, Alzheimer's, dementia. I am in current partnerships with various organizations bringing these to people suffering from grief, you know, massive grief. You can block someone's grief if you can find the right frequency and direct the brain to other frequencies, stopping them from this crushing. You know, we're all sad sometimes.
That's
perfectly natural. Yeah. What's not natural is to suffer constant crushing grief. And to be able to bring relief to someone it's very rewarding.
Yeah, that is absolutely amazing. I mean, I'm just thinking of all these millions of women who can't sleep, who've got tinnitus. I think a lot of us have a lot of deep emotions in our midlife. I think all of us do. I mean, but we particularly here, a lot of women will feel a lot of depression and emotion. And here is something completely natural, working on natural pathways that our brain does. And we're really aren't. We are shouting about it to the world, Wayne, but you know.
Well, yes. Exactly. That's it, right? All right. Well, I get a lot of this. Well, are there side effects? Well, yes, of course there are side effects. You feel happier. You are more focused when you want to be. You get to the side effect is you get the opportunity to take charge of your mood, which I decided that's Melody Cloud's mission. That's our statement. Take charge of your mood. You're sad. You don't want to be. Hey, come over here and listen to this and tell me if you don't feel happier.
Wow. So, I mean, when you do it, do you have to do it every single night? Or is there a kind of a shift in the way in which people then?
No. And what I am finding, not only do you have to use it when you need it,
right.
I look at it as I'm a man. So I look at it as a tool belt. I have a tool belt and there are tools in that belt that are portable and I can take with me wherever I want to go. I also have tools that I leave in certain areas where I do a lot of my work. The same thing I'm trying to do with Melody Clouds. Melody Clouds is your toolbox, and it's portable. I have an app, two apps, actually, iOS and Android app,
yep.
So it's portable.
Yep.
There's your tool belt, and then you can also listen to this through your computer. What I have found, I have gotten to the point where I don't even have to listen to binaural beats. I don't even have to listen to them with headphones on anymore. I started with a pair of soft headband that had ear speakers in
it.
I don't have to do that anymore. Now, others cannot get the benefit. Some others cannot get the benefit without putting the headphones on and it being very specific, which is going, my brain has already trained itself to listen to these and go, oh, you know what we're supposed to do? We're supposed to go to sleep.
Wow. And does that then sort of trigger a pattern for you or for people who are using this? Because, I mean, you've got thousands of users, tens of thousands of users around the world. So if you started to use that, would your brain then begin to train itself to go to sleep?
Well, we are definitely doing that with our lullabies. One of the things that on Melody Clouds that we've, you know, kind of keyed in on. We don't put binaural beats or solfeggio frequencies in the lullabies, but I got a lot of feedback from young mothers who Use our lullabies. They're cut in 20-hour sections. Now, no one's putting their child down for 20 hours a day, but the idea is awesome. You put the child down, they're safe, they're warm, they're dry, and they go to sleep listening to specific lullabies. When they wake up, and they will several times throughout the night, they need to learn very quickly the art of self-soothing. That's the first skill we learn as human beings.
Yes.
Is how to soothe ourselves back to sleep. This cuts that time exponentially. I am really getting a lot of people saying this is a miracle. We didn't get any sleep the first 3 months our bundle of joy came home. We hated this thing.
Yeah.
And now they are, you know, soothing themselves right to sleep, and we can sleep through the night and we're better people because of it. So side effects, yes, there are definitely side effects to using this kind of technology, and I'm explaining them. You get a better night's sleep, yeah. That's a side effect.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, you mentioned your other thing, solfeggio. Tell me about that.
Love solfeggio. One of my heroes now was an 11th century monk, Guido di Arezzo. People can look him up. Fascinating guy. He realized he realized the importance of vibration.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
How he brought it forth was, I'm not a musical person. And he was obviously not a musical person either. However, he recognized that there are people that are, and he could tell when someone was singing off key or when someone was playing a musical instrument that struck a bad note.
Yeah.
Guido realized, oh, wait a minute. We all possess that ability. We know when someone is singing off key, and it's just as bad for me, non-musical person, as it is for someone who's an opera singer, and they recognize it as well. What is it about that? So those frequencies, those solfeggio frequencies, bring you into a calm and to a, we use them with guided meditations,
yep.
Because that resonance is what is the power behind that. Did you know we can cut stone with sand, with sound? So
yeah.
Vibrations. Yeah. Armies, when they're marching, will not march over a bridge.
Because of the sound.
They break cadence.
Yeah.
They break step with one another, because marching over a bridge will bring the whole thing crashing down on you, with you on the bridge.
Because of the frequency.
That vibration.
Because of the frequency. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly right. It is a very destructive, can be a very destructive force. Tesla did a lot of work with solfeggio. People, you know death ray and all
that
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He did a lot of solfeggio resonance, that type of experiments. So we're putting that forth for people too, because it's an awesome tool.
Wow. So really, and that helps people become calmer.
Calmer, more focused, go to sleep. You ever have the feeling of enlightenment?
Yeah.
Like
I know that bit.
You're okay. I can reproduce that feeling for you anytime you would like with certain frequencies,
wow.
Because that is the frequency your brain is communicating at. I can help you focus your attention. I can help you feel that refreshed. You ever like woke up from something and you feel refreshed?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, that is a frequency you can give to someone.
That's amazing. So really what we're doing is we're harnessing what has always been here. Like nature knows that.
Yes, it's all natural. These are all natural emotions that you have on a daily, sometimes, you know, some of them, like for me, some of these were like every 10 years I would have a eureka moment, but it would be, but now if I want, like transformation and relaxation, okay? Like I want to feel like I've, you know, really gotten a, you know, relaxation. 528, I'm looking up because I have all of these frequencies written on a big whiteboard. for when I talk to people. Yes. And they ask, because they always ask me, what about healing?
Yes.
Listen, this will kind of bring it home to people. When we have an accident, when we've witnessed an accident, car accident, whatever, and someone has been injured, there is a protocol we do for every single person that's been injured. We scoop them up and we take them to a hospital. And we do that for a reason. Because at the hospital, there's no fight or flight anymore. They can calm. It's a place of rest. They know they're going to be fed. They know they're going to be warm and safe and dry. Okay?
Yep.
And the reason we don't leave them on the side of the road where they've been hurt is because their brains there will not start the healing process.
Yes.
Your brain does multiple things. And one of those things is it directs resources within your body.
Oh, yes.
Heal the arm we just broke.
Yes.
We've got a lacerated liver. We need to get down there and fix that.
Yeah.
We've known this for centuries. Egyptians knew it for centuries and centuries. We've known that. We've always taken care of the infirmed. This is what we're talking about. So at 285 hertz, your brain is in that mode, redirecting your resources for healing. So putting someone's brain at 285 hertz will start that healing process for them.
That's amazing, because then we're talking about being able to heal injuries, illness. I presume it reverses certain aspects of things that aren't right.
100%. I mean, you speed healing so much quicker. Look, I am the least woo-woo person I know. Okay. Everyone is a little more woo-woo than me.
Yeah.
I am very science guy.
Yeah.
Look at me. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Not burning sage. I'm not, none of this stuff. So I struggled a little bit with some of these things because of the connotation it had.
Yes, right? Yes.
Guided meditation, all of that. And until I broke through and really found out what was going on, this became crystal clear to me. And if I was able to start explaining this to people who are also less crunchy woo-woo, and they started thinking, oh, wow, there's your science. Now I get it.
Yeah. So what you really, if I've understood right, there are guided meditations, and then there's these frequencies built into them. Is that how it works together?
Correct. So I've got guided meditation. So if people would like to sit and be quiet and meditate and have someone speaking to them, there are binaural beats and solfeggio frequencies that I've built into some of those guided meditations. There is music. So if there are specific things that you want to do, let's say focus. A lot of people come to me and say, listen, I seem to have lost some focus. I'd like to get in the zone. You've heard people talk
about,
he was in the zone. She was really in the zone. Well, guess what? We can manufacture that for you. We can bring you to that feeling of being in the zone. Now, some people like listening or getting into the zone by listening to music. Some people like to be talked into that. Melody clouds, we don't differentiate between the two. We'd say, listen, if you want us to talk you into it, here you go. If you want to listen to some nice music and get into the zone, boom. Nature sounds, hey, we've got that too. So I can put you in the middle of the forest, listen to crickets, some owls, a lot of people. It's a very popular way of people being able to sit quietly. Here's what it is. People in the city want to be in the country. People in the country that are from the city want to hear car. Listen, I have environments that sound like New York City in the middle of the afternoon. And people find that relaxing.
Okay.
There are some people who find that car honking and people talking and the chatter around them, that's what they're used to. That's what's comforting to them. I am here for it. No problem.
That's amazing. I mean, when you think about this, Wayne, the potential, and obviously you're now partnering with organizations to actually make a difference to people's health and well-being is huge. And you know, it's not with or without drugs. I mean, that's a different conversation, but it's opening up such an amazing thing.
Giving people the option, Clarissa, giving people the option. Look, again, I am no enemy of the pharmaceutical industry. Do I think okay, so my children, two of my children play volleyball. And one of the mothers came to me after I started doing this and was interested in what I had going on. So we had a conversation. And in that conversation, she revealed to me every night before bed, she took 4 Benadryl to get to sleep.
Right.
And my heart crushed. That is not what that medication is, over the counter or prescribed for. That's not the use of that medication. And I said, listen, please, let me give this to you. Please try this. 2 weeks later, another tournament, she came running to me. My wife thought she was going to attack me, came running to me, and she's like, oh, my God, you didn't tell me how powerful this was. I'll be frank. If I'm listening to 432 megahertz or hertz, I cannot stay awake.
No.
It will knock me out. It's
wow.
Very refreshing to be able to sleep like that.
Yes. And you don't wake up in the night. You just.
Well, yeah. Being what? Older, yeah, yeah, I wake up in the middle of the night because I got to go to the bathroom. Yeah. But, you know, yeah. I can use it to go right back to sleep. I mean, it's but amazing. Yes, it most people, they are, you know, they're able to do that. And look. We have used music from day one of our existence as yes. human beings. We use it to warn other tribes we're not to be messed with. Mm-hmm. We use it to celebrate milestones and to be closer to our creator.
Yes.
We use it to communicate a number of emotions.
Absolutely.
I've yet to meet anyone who can listen to banjo music and not get a big goopy grin on their face.
True.
So if you don't think that this works, you are mistaken.
Very true. I mean, I work with Chinese medicine, and the very first start of Chinese medicine was sound healing. Wasn't acupuncture came thousands of years later. In fact, the first thing they used to use was sound. And I think in some ways that's exactly what you're working with here. At Melody Clouds, that we're reintroducing what we've always, as you said, what we've always known is the power of sound to change our state.
Yeah. People who discount this or don't think, well, you know, maybe it's a little bit too mystical or like, say, woo-woo for them. I would say, okay, imagine you're going to the gym and you have to stand at the door and figure out who's there to work out and who's there to check out. Who's there to check people out? Who's there to work out? How would you go about doing that? Because we all dress in the same clothes to go work out. Well, me, I would take a look at your sound, at your music playlist. Yeah. And if you're going in with AC/DC and Metallica and really energetic and really, you know, hard metal, that to me signifies you're there to get a good pump on. You're going to work out. If you're listening to Michael Bolton and thinking that you're just going to go on the treadmill and stuff like that, you may want to find a dating app. This is not where you're going to, you know, your best bet.
For sure. Oh, Wayne, this is so amazing. And it just makes me think how much we can be empowered in our own lives to manage common things that are hard for us, our emotions, our ability or inability to sleep. And as you say, you're involved with far bigger medical projects.
Yeah. Well, we're all going through it right now. I mean, doesn't matter where you are in the world. Two things. Melody Clouds, we're in 240 countries, were translated into 140 different languages. So wherever you are, we're trying to meet you there. And one of the things too that I decided at the very beginning, the reason I formed Melody Clouds was there are others. People ask me all the time, well, there's a lot of different services like this, and I went, yeah, they don't have me. A, and that's not to be discounted.
No.
And B, I became very offended at what people were being charged for this technology. It became offensive to me that someone would have to pay $30, you know, a month for access to this. And so that's, I stayed very, very far away from that.
Yeah.
We're right now doing $2.99 for 60-day trial. And then after that, it's $5.99 a month.
Wow.
Now, I don't know of anything, maybe someone will point it out, of anything that's that inexpensive to try. It's 100%, you know, guarantee that if you, and by the way, I will say, so our apps, the largest button, and I made sure that this is true, the largest button on our app is a big red unsubscribe button on the app. You will not have to try hard to find it. Because I also determined and told my wife, I don't want a dime from anyone who doesn't like what we're doing. And I'm going to make it very easy for you to quit me.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that. Love it so much. And I love that you're right? making it afford something so powerful, so affordable. So my question went to you is, where do you get hold of Melody Clouds? Do you just download it on your phone?
Yeah, we have an iOS app and an Android app. So hopefully, by the time this comes out, people need to be a little patient with me because we did change. Since I added 300,000 files, there were definite changes that needed to be made. Okay.
Yeah.
This is not the bright. I want to find the intelligence frequency because I have not listened to it. Okay. I'm telling you, my friends are like, what have you done? But the website went live last night again.
Wonderful.
We have a lot of different subscribers. And by the way, if any of you currently subscribe and are listening to this, thank you so much for your patience with me because we went through it. I mean, with Melody Clouds, there was a mad rush. I needed more space. I needed more. I kept adding things. There's a lot of stuff coming in the pipe. So anyway, but the iOS app, Android app for your phones, and then you can go to melodyclouds.com. And everyone that signs up through melodyclouds.com automatically can download the app. Anyone that buys it through the app can use the same. I'm not charging people for multiple. That's offensive to me as well. I'm really, this is not a get rich period, let alone get rich quick scheme. This is not a get rich at all thing for as far as I'm concerned.
I love this. And I'm just so glad you came here and you shared so much passion, but backed by science too, because that's the other side of it. You know, this is evidence-based. This is working for people. And I'm just inspired. I'm going to be telling not just you, my listeners, so I'm saying get on and try this, but also to people that I know in my wider social network, because I think we're all looking for things that can really support us that are, you know, empowering us to be in control of our own health. So I am
this whole point.
I'm incredibly grateful.
By the way, I wanted to say one more thing. I'm sorry.
No,
I know
go
we're
ahead.
Wrapping up.
Yeah,
I want to say one more thing. I have a very dear friend who happens to be a Hall of Fame. He's in the Radio Hall of Fame as a disc jockey. Gary Meyer, dear friend of mine. And he and I worked together and we created 138, or we're in the process to, 138 Aesop's fables that Gary is reading to children. And I noticed that my children had never heard of Aesop's fables, and that crushed me.
Yeah.
These lessons are so ubiquitous. Plato and Socrates learned at the feet of Aesop.
Yes.
So how dare we forget these lessons? So I had Gary read these stories. We're putting them on Melody Clouds. Because I understand that parents sometimes are tired after going to work all day. And if you'll just sit on the couch, if you'll just sit in the living room with your child and listen to these stories together, it takes you out of having to read them. And again, we have 17,000 audiobooks. So if being read to is something you enjoy, I have not forgotten you. So there's a lot more to Melody Clouds than the binaural beats and the solfeggio that we've been discussing and talking about. There's a lot there for everybody.
I just thank you for adding that. That's fantastic. I think all I can say is I'm so grateful that we connected, that you came on the show and you shared so much passion.
For sure.
Thank you.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I really, this is a very passionate thing for me. Reminding people that number one, you need to guard your hearing jealously. It is a very, especially during COVID when everyone was wearing a mask and I couldn't hear, on top of that, and now I can't read your lips. You know, be mindful, be cognizant of your surroundings and make sure that you're listening to things and protecting your hearing.
Thank you.
Anyway,